This is the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman, sitting in for Brian Mackey today. And it's time to check in on what's been happening in politics in Illinois and Washington. In a few minutes, Hannah Meisel and Beth Hunsdorfer of Capital News Illinois will talk us through what's happening at the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services and why its director is stepping down. First, though, a look at the latest from Washington. And for that, we're joined live by Linda Kenyon, who covers Washington politics and our home state congressional delegation for Illinois Public Media. Linda, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Christine. Glad to be here.
Linda, unlike in January when votes for Speaker were happening on the House floor, lately House Republicans have been sorting out their differences and picking a new Speaker behind closed doors. And we do know they selected Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana as their pick for Speaker on Wednesday, and then he announced last night that he's dropping out of the race. What happened?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, as you rightly point out, a lot of this has been going on behind closed doors. So the only information we can surmise is coming from those who wish to talk to us when they come out from behind closed doors. And what we learned from Steve Scalise is that he just felt that he did not have the votes to win the election by the full House. He felt that the Republican Party, most specifically the most conservative members of the Republican Party, were not really sold on him, and without their votes, he could not prevail. He would need 217 votes by the full House in order to become the Speaker of the House. He was nominated by the Republican caucus by a much smaller number than that, but of the two candidates for Speaker of the House after the ousting of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, who is the present House Majority Leader, had more votes than the other person, who was Jim Jordan of Ohio. Now, Jim Jordan of Ohio, who is the head of the House, the Judiciary Committee, who's running the House impeachment inquiry of President Biden and the investigation of his son Hunter, is saying, well, now he's going to run for it. But here's the problem. The math does not add up. Jordan had less support than Scalise did. Now, Jordan had the support of some of the most conservative members of the House Freedom Caucus, including, by the way, your home state and close district, Mary Miller. She was very supportive of Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is now working the phones. He's talking to colleagues. He's trying to get to the magic 217 to become the next Speaker of the House when that issue comes to the full floor for a vote, but we have no indication as to when that might happen.
And as far as you can tell, and you've kind of hinted at this, I mean, given how fractured the GOP is, and also given where Democrats stand, they're planning on voting for Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, is there anybody who could get the votes needed to become Speaker of the House right now?
Well, I think that was pretty much Steve Scalise's point when he spoke to the caucus yesterday and then briefed us very briefly last night. He said, you know, I don't think that we're going to get anybody who can win the full support in the Republican conference because we're just too divided among ourselves. And he also pointed out that this is a really bad time to have this kind of internal fighting going on, when the House can do nothing without a House Speaker. And there's an awful lot of stuff that's going on right now, not the least of which is the war in Israel, the war in Ukraine, and funding the federal government. The House cannot pass anything in terms of funding for any of those issues until a Speaker is in place, and the Senate awaits.
So you just mentioned the war in Israel and Hamas that's broken out. There's a lot to unpack there, and we'll get more into that on the show next week. But for now, can you tell me about what reactions have you heard from Illinois' congressional delegation about what's happening?
With regard to Israel or with regard to the Speaker of the House?
Oh, I'm sorry. With regard to the Israel and Hamas war.
Yes, there is universal condemnation from the home state delegation regarding the Hamas attack on Israel. There is a widespread support for Israel. There has always been widespread support for Israel, with a few exceptions. However, for the most part, members of the home state delegation are very much in favor of supporting Israel in any way possible The U.S. has already sent armament to Israel, and plane loads of materials and munitions have already arrived. But there's going to have to be a funding agreement. And again, right now, the home state is very much in tune with pretty much every state right now in terms of supporting Israel. Now, here's going to be what's going to complicate matters. The war in Ukraine. Funding for the war in Ukraine again has had widespread support, more so, by the way, among House Republicans, moderates, and also among Senate Republicans, and certainly among the Illinois state senators, Duckworth and Durbin. However, until there is some resolution about how to fund the war in Ukraine, or if there should be funding for the war in Ukraine, that money right now is just on standby. And again, it all comes back to the Speaker of the House. If there's no Speaker of the House, they cannot fund the war in Ukraine, they cannot fund the government, they cannot fund any help for Israel. And the whole world is watching right now, and it's kind of a self-inflicted wound where the House has kind of done this to itself in terms of not being able to get its act together and get the legislation on the road.
So we've got just about a minute left, but I want to ask. So a few weeks back, there was a short-term agreement on the budget with the hope that things would be under control by the time the 45 days on that were up. With everything going down in the House, with the extra wrinkles in the budget that you're referring to there, what are the odds we end up right back where we were before?
The odds are pretty good, unfortunately. They're already talking about the non another government shutdown. The deadline, the current funding, runs out on November 17th. And because the House has spent so much time working on trying to get its own house in order, so to speak, there's been no movement on funding the federal government. And that could mean one of two things. There will be a shutdown, or there will be an agreement to pass another short-term stopgap funding bill called a continuing resolution in order to fund the government for another short period of time. So basically, one would lurch from one deadline to the next. And this will probably end up in the lap of, shall we say, Christmas Eve, which, by the way, is not unusual on Capitol Hill.
Linda Kenyon is Washington reporter for Illinois Public Media. Linda, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Mackey. We're turning now to Illinois political news. Three state agency leaders announced last week they'll be stepping down from their posts at the end of the year. Perhaps the most notable of those leaders is Mark Smith, Director of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, or DCFS for short. That announcement came in the wake of an audit of the department that found DCFS repeatedly violated state laws meant to protect children from abuse and neglect. To take us through what's happening with the agency, joining us are Hannah Meisel and Beth Hunsdorfer, reporters for the nonprofit Capital News Illinois. I spoke with both of them Thursday afternoon. Hannah, Beth, thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for asking.
Hannah, the way Brian Mackey summed it up on the show last week is that this is an agency that's so often described as troubled or embattled that it's become like almost part of the name. Can you take us through that briefly, going back through the last few decades? What's caused the agency so much trouble?
Well, it's a variety of things, but one thing that child welfare advocates repeatedly point to is that child welfare and, the opposite where children are being abused or neglected, it is, that is a downstream effect of other social services, and other, cracks in society, if you will. One, oft-repeated line is hurt people hurt people. And if you have a family that's suffering from stressors like poverty, hunger and, repeated joblessness, substance abuse, the children who, they can't really fend for themselves, especially if they're younger, they are going to bear the brunt of that abuse. And so in Illinois, we have seen, cycles of poverty and, economic downturns, of course, the Great Recession. And then we were kind of just recovering as a state. If you people remember, Illinois is kind of a state that 10 years ago was still lagging in its recovery from the Great Recession. Then from 2015 to 2017, we had a 2-year budget impasse where other state social services, they were not getting paid, even though child welfare services, they were covered by court order, and so they were still open. But it doesn't necessarily make much of a difference if you are, an adult who is struggling with other issues, and trying to be a, the parent that you should be. It's just a lot more difficult if you can't access those other, social supports and services.
Yeah, absolutely. Beth, I want to go to you next. I mentioned an audit of DCFS that came out recently. Can you walk us through what are the sorts of things that the audit uncovered?
Well, I think there are a couple of really troubling things, including the violations of the state laws that are meant to protect kids, answering calls where the kid is in imminent jeopardy within 24 hours. Sometimes those were stretched out to 30 days, and a lot can happen, even in 24 hours, much less 30 days. Not failing to report a serious injury, death or sexual abuse of a child to local police departments. That's very concerning. Failing to report abuse in cases where kids were hospitalized, including psychiatric hospitalizations. It just seems like there were a lot of issues that where the agency hadn't been able or hadn't been following the rules that are met, set up to protect kids. So you leave these vulnerable children in positions where they can unfortunately be further injured or unfortunately even die at the hands of their abuser. I think there was also a lot of issues about, not being able to staff properly. Staffing has been an issue for DCFS for a very long time. And it is an agency that is very, very, very important, but it's also an agency that has kept the intact family services. It's kind of privatized those and farm those out to nonprofits.
All right. Hannah, let's talk about Mark Smith leaving his post. He's the current director of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. In addition to Mark Smith, there are several other agency leaders stepping down, as well as one of Pritzker's deputy governors, Sol Flores. She's leaving at the end of this week. Is what we're seeing indicative of some bigger shifts in the Pritzker administration?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a variety of things. Paula Basta, for example, who's stepping down from the Department on Aging, she's retiring, and she is, she's been doing this work for a long time. So I would put that in maybe a separate category. But Sol Flores, who is the deputy governor for Health and Human Services, who's been with the Pritzker administration from the beginning, she's over these three agencies, plus, a couple more. The Department of Healthcare and sorry, the Department of Human Services rather, and Department of Public Health. These are major agencies that were, especially stressed during the pandemic. And so, a person leaving who has kind of provided vision and leadership for this whole segment of the Pritzker administration, it makes sense that the people who are directly below her would kind of look around and say, maybe this is a good time to step aside too, and so provide, allow myself for some more breathing room in my career, and let someone else kind of take the reins, because these are very, very stressful jobs.
And Beth, we have just about a minute left. I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things you'll be watching for in the near future with DCFS as Mark Smith leaves and new leadership comes in?
I mean, I think the thing that Mark Smith was facing, and I think probably one of the things that has been on his radar for probably the last year is getting appropriate placements for kids who are in psychiatric hospitals or don't have proper placements, right? He was personally found in contempt 12 times by a Cook County judge for failing to move kids that were medically discharged to appropriate placements, and the placements just weren't there. So now all of those citations have been purged or overturned by the appellate court. But I think this is something that, and they found that this isn't something that he was willfully not doing. It was just something that he couldn't do. So I think the state is going to have to address those kids who are in jails and psychiatric hospitals awaiting placement. We're going to have, there's something we're going to have to deal with.
Beth Hunsdorfer and Hannah Meisel, reporters for Capital News Illinois, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us today.
Thank you.
And before we go to a break, a reminder, we'd love to hear what you think about what we've been talking about today or any topic in the recent past, whether you liked it or didn't like it. If you think we got something factually wrong or for whatever reason, leave us a voicemail at 217-300-2121. You can call anytime. That number again is 217-300-2121. You can also find that number and our email address and every other way to contact us on our website, 21stshow.org. Coming up, we'll talk about the history of Affy Tapples. The famous caramel apple treats are turning 75 years old, and they're made right here in Illinois. That's after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.